5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everyone. My name is Annie. I'm 15 years old. About 3 years ago, I found out that my mom was not actually my mother. Turns out she kidnapped me from the hospital. My life was turned upside down. They wanted to change my name. I can't get used to my new family. I'm so unhappy and I have no one to talk to about these things. Let me tell you everything from the beginning. To make sure that you don't get confused about who's who, I'll refer to the woman who brought me up as my fake mom. The woman who gave birth to me and who I'm living with now, I'll call my real mom. I was 12 when I learned this terrible truth about my life. I was in school and I was called to the principal's office. There was a policeman and two women waiting for me there. One of them was a psychologist and the other was a social worker. Apparently, you need a psychologist there when telling kids about stuff like this. The social worker was going to take care of me until I was taken to my new family. They told me about what happened very simply. The people who brought me up weren't my real family. The woman who I thought was my mom had stolen me from my real mom. I was going to be taken to my real family as soon as possible, and I was going to live with them from now on. My whole life changed at that moment. My real family lived in another city. A few days later, the social worker took me to meet my new family. I went from being a single child to having a brother. My real mom is a cashier at a convenience store. She couldn't get time off work, so we met her at the store. She started crying when she saw me. My real dad is a construction worker. He's often out of town for work. I met him when he came home for the weekend. But they were complete strangers to me. When the truth came out, my fake mom was taken into custody at work. My fake dad was picked up from home and taken to the police station. After the initial interrogation, my fake mom was arrested and taken to jail. My fake dad was released because he thought that I was his real daughter. So you see, my fake mom tricked him too. Here's the most exciting part. I'll tell you about how I got kidnapped. My fake mom had to confess to everything and describe every detail of how she kidnapped me during her trial. 15 years ago, my real mom felt labor pains when she was getting ready to go to work. They didn't have a lot of money back then, just like now. So she had to go to work even when she was 9 months pregnant. When she got to the hospital, they said it was too early to take her into the delivery room, but they didn't send her home either. They made her wait in her room until her contractions became regular. A while later, a nurse came into her room. After a short conversation, the nurse asked my real mom where the father is. "My husband is working in another city. He'll probably come tomorrow," she said. You guessed it right. That woman wasn't really a nurse. She was my fake mom, dressed as a nurse on the hunt for a baby. In court, she explained that she stole the nurse's uniform from the hospital's laundry room. She had short hair back then, but she wore a wig to disguise herself. Since it was a large hospital, it was easy for her to walk around pretending to be a nurse. She approached pregnant women to figure out whether or not they were alone. They took my real mom to the delivery room shortly after. I was born 20 minutes after 12. Then they brought my real mom back to the same room. Once she had rested, they brought the baby, meaning me, into the room to be nursed for the first time. A nurse who was an expert on breastfeeding gave my real mom a quick intro, then left my mom alone with me. Half an hour later, my fake mom came into the room still wearing her nurse outfit. She asked my real mom if she had breastfed the baby. My real mom said she did as much as she could. I had an identification bracelet on my wrist. My fake mom said, "The baby will get her first vaccinations. In the meantime, why don't you get some sleep?" She didn't want my real mom to get suspicious. "What will you name her? The bracelet only has your name on it. Let's put the baby's name on the bracelet too," said my fake mom. My real mom said they were going to name me Crystal. My fake mom took me and left. She had stashed a large bag in the bathroom nearby. She went straight there and put me inside the bag, threw away the nurse's uniform and the wig, and just walked out of the hospital through the front door. I started crying and screaming. She thought she'd attract attention if she took a taxi or a bus, so she walked all the way home, which took about 5 or 6 hours. So why did my fake mom do something like this? Even though it doesn't excuse it, there is a tragic story behind what she did. My fake mom and my fake dad weren't getting along at the time. My fake dad wanted a divorce. My fake mom got pregnant, even though she didn't want to, just to save her marriage. She thought her husband would not leave her alone with a baby. As it turned out, he still left her. However, because of the pregnancy, he didn't file for divorce. So she got excited, thinking, when the baby is born and he sees it and holds it, he'll melt and come back home. So she went to the hospital the moment she felt contractions, but the doctor said that the baby was no longer alive. She was devastated because she felt that she not only lost her baby, but also her husband. In that state of mind, she came up with the devious plan to steal someone else's baby and make it her own. She knew she couldn't do it at the same hospital because it was too small. After a while, she started visiting the city's largest hospital, which is where she stole me from. After she brought me home, she waited a few days before telling anyone. Finally, she told her mom, my fake grandmother, and then her husband, my fake father, that she gave birth. Obviously, nobody thought that I could have been a stolen baby. When my fake dad saw me, he fell in love with me right away, and he moved back home and got back together with my fake mom the next day. I'm sure many of you are really curious. Even though I have mixed feelings, I still love both of them. They are the ones who brought me up, gave me the best of everything, and made me feel loved all the time. My fake mom is a public relations director, and my fake dad is a software engineer. We were doing really well financially. We had a beautiful home, and I went to a really good private school. But more importantly, we were a happy family. We have such wonderful memories together. Both my fake dad and my fake mom are amazing people. I miss them and our old days so much.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
My real mom is not to blame, of course. Somebody stole her baby and she had to live with that pain all these years. But even if she is my real mom, she is still a total stranger to me. I try to be nice to her, but I can't say that we're getting along very well. Once we started living together, she started calling me by the name she had given me. Good morning, Crystal. How are you, Crystal? What would you like to eat, Crystal? At first, I didn't say anything, but my name is Annie. I love my name, and I definitely do not want to change it. Finally, I had to tell her that. I understand you, but I don't think I can get used to another name, I said. She was really sad. I don't want to call you by the name a kidnapper gave you. What are we going to do? She asked. She was right. This was just another problem with no solution. We've been living together for 3 years now. My brother and my real dad call me Annie. But my real mom can only call me dear or sweetheart. She avoids saying my name. I feel like my new family and I come from different worlds. We are so different that when I got to know them, I began to think that there's no way I could be their child. But they had done a DNA test for the court, which proved that they are actually my real parents. Hold on, I don't think I told you how this all came out. That part of the story is also a bit tragic. It was my fake mom's own mother who told the truth to the police. My fake mom and her mother never got along. Honestly, I don't really like her because she has always been sneaky. One day, when I was a baby, she came to visit and came across the identification bracelet from the hospital. It had my real mom's name on it, so she got suspicious but didn't say anything at the time. She went to the hospital and did some research to find out what had happened. That's how she learned that my fake mom had lost her baby. She is so evil that she kept this to herself all this time, but used it against my fake mom years later. My fake grandmother had been living in a nursing home for some time, and she wasn't happy about it. When my fake mom went to visit her, she said she hated it there and told her that she wanted to live with her. But my fake mom said no. They had a huge fight, and my fake grandmother called the police and told them everything to get revenge. Right now, I'm not allowed to see my fake family. I mean, my fake mom is in prison and she'll be there for another 4 years. She may not be my biological mom. She may have stolen me, but she's the one who brought me up. I told you, I miss her a lot, and I'm sure she misses me too. I'm so confused. I don't feel anything towards my real mom and dad. I feel bad saying this, but I feel like I had a better family and lived a nicer life thanks to my fake mom. I wish the truth never came out. I wish I could go back to how things used to be. But there is nothing I can do. I have to focus on my future. I'm waiting until I turn 18. I'm going to leave my real family as soon as I can. I want to live with my fake mom when she gets out of jail, no matter what it takes. I won't accept anything else. I've been referring to her as my fake mom, but I don't feel like that at all. To me, she is my real mom, and I'm her one and only daughter. Thank you so much for listening to my story. If you want to share your own story, send it to the email address in the description box. Bye.
Hi, I'm Bailey. I'm 18 years old. I've lost 160 pounds in the last 2 years, and now I look like this. It wasn't easy at all. There were many obstacles I had to overcome. Unfortunately, one of them was my twin sister, Summer. I'm going to tell my story from the beginning and hope it will inspire anyone who wants to lose weight. Summer and I are identical twins. Even though we look the same, our personalities are complete opposites. For example, I'm a total introvert. I like spending time on my own. Summer, however, likes to socialize. She always has people around. I'm not ambitious at all, but Summer is very competitive. She doesn't like to lose even when she's playing a game. I'm quite messy. Summer is super neat and organized. I'm always late to places. She is always on time. Even though we're twins, we're not the two halves of the same apple. We're more like apples and oranges, totally different people. One thing we're really different in is appetite. You know how they say that some people live to eat and others eat to live? I belong to the first group because I live to eat. I think about what to have for dinner while I'm having lunch, while Summer only eats what she needs to live. In fact, she often forgets to eat. She gets full really quickly, so she's always the first to leave the table. As you can guess, I've been overweight since we were babies, and Summer has been skinny. In primary school, nobody believed we were twins. Impossible! You can't be twins! You must be 3 or 4 years older, they'd say. I'd like that they thought I was older. I'd piss Summer off saying, I grew up, but you're still a little girl. When we started middle school, I was really heavy for a kid that age. Summer weighed 75 pounds while I weighed 165. After several negative experiences, I learned that being overweight wasn't something to be proud of. Being humiliated for my appearance had become part of my daily routine. The boys in class came up with new insults every day. When I got home, I'd go straight to the bathroom and cry.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The worst was when Summer joined in and started making fun of me too. During every meal, she'd say something to upset me. Watch out! Don't eat the plate! I can't believe that you can still fit into a chair. Eat a bit less so that kids in Africa can get some food. She became crueler towards me as time passed. She was ashamed of me and made it known at every opportunity. My life became even harder without my sister's support. I didn't have any friends. I was already an introvert, and this made me totally asocial. You must have heard that twins have a really strong bond. I felt this bond deeply, and I loved my sister so much. Sadly, Summer felt differently. I used to think that she loved me too. I thought she's ashamed of me because I'm obese. She rejects me because she doesn't want to be associated with me. Maybe that was true in the past, but she'd changed. It was obvious from everything she did that she hated me. The girl who was constantly humiliated, who nobody wanted to be friends with, was her twin. Honestly, I could see where she was coming from. It was normal for her to hate me, because even I hated myself. If you had so many issues, why didn't you try to lose weight, you might ask. You're right. I should have lost weight. I knew that. I went on countless of diets from childhood. None of them lasted longer than a day. I'd attack food the moment I got hungry. Now when I look back, I can tell that it was totally normal, because food was my escape. I only felt happy when I was eating. I had a terrible life. If I didn't have the joy of eating, I'd have nothing left. That's why I couldn't stop eating. Actually, I was depressed. Eating uncontrollably was my antidepressant. So how did I manage to lose weight? Remember how I said I'm always late to places? It's hard to believe, but that's how I made the decision that changed my life. Every time I tell this story, first I cry and then I laugh. Let's see if the same will happen now. I was turning 16 that day. Of course, it was Summer's birthday too. My grandparents were coming over. In the morning, my mom had said, "You need to be home by 5. That's what my mom always does. Every year, she makes our birthday party a surprise. She doesn't mention the party. She just tells us what time we need to be home. For the past 3 years, Summer and I didn't get each other presents. It's like we had a silent agreement. We had stopped buying presents to each other. But this was different. I'm sure Summer didn't remember, but we had promised each other years ago. We were in kindergarten then. One day, when do you think we'll be adults? Summer had asked me. We knew that Mom was pregnant with us when she was 18. So if 18 was the age to be a mom, then 16 would be the start of adulthood. This meant our childhood would be over at 16. So we'd need to buy each other adult gifts. And what is an adult gift? Flowers, of course. Dad always got Mom flowers on special occasions. Mom loved them. That meant adults loved flowers. Since we were going to be adults at 16, we decided we should buy each other flowers. We promised that day that we'd buy each other flowers on our 16th birthday. Years passed by and it was time for us to keep our promise. Since I was late to everything, I bought the flower at the last minute. As I was walking towards the subway stop to go home, I realized it was already 4:30. I needed to be home in 30 minutes. I got into the subway with a huge bouquet in my hands. I was used to people staring at me because of my weight. But the stares had doubled because of the huge flowers I was carrying. It was 10 to 5 when I got off the subway. I wasn't going to make it unless I ran. When I started running with my huge body, the stairs tripled. I was at the turnstile now. I was going to be away from the staring crowd really soon. I hurried towards the turnstile. Oh my God, I couldn't pass. I was stuck. Yes, I was stuck inside the turnstile. I couldn't go forwards or backwards. The people passing through the turnstile were laughing at me. Some just stopped and started watching me. I began to cry. At the same time, I was trying hard to get away. I was in such a pitiful state. Few people tried to help. A man pulled my hands while a woman pushed from behind. They managed to save me. In that chaos, the flowers got damaged and only the stems were left. I thanked my saviors. I threw away the stems. And I cried all the way home. At home, everybody was waiting for me. I couldn't tell them that I got stuck in the turnstile because I was so ashamed. We blew out the candles. Then guess what happened? Summer held my hands and took me to my room. There was a huge bouquet of flowers on my bed. She hadn't forgotten about it. I couldn't say anything. I just hugged her and cried and cried. The next day was Saturday. I didn't leave my room all day. In the afternoon, Summer came by. "Why didn't you tell me?" she asked. "What?" I said. "This," she said, and showed me the video on her phone. Someone had videoed me stuck in the turnstile and uploaded it to YouTube, and the video had gone viral. Almost 250,000 people watched it in a day. I could see clearly how the flowers got damaged thanks to the video. They were trying to get me out of the turnstile. I didn't let go of the flowers despite the chaos. Yet, when I was free of the turnstile, all I had were the stems. It was funny, but sad to see at the same time. Now it was Summer's turn to hug me and cry. After this incident, I decided to lose weight no matter what. I told Summer my decision right away. She held my hands. "We'll do it together," she said. We really did it together. I wouldn't have been able to do it without her. One of her friends' mom is a nutritionist. She created a meal plan for me.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I had to exercise too, but the important thing was cutting calories. That meant eating less. It wasn't easy to do. Like many things, losing weight starts in the mind. If you start without convincing your mind, it finds a way to trick you. So you can't continue the diet. My suggestion for people like me is to think about all the reasons why they need to lose weight and make a list of them in a notebook. Don't start before you're completely convinced. I still can't believe I lost 160 pounds. When I started the diet, I was 275 pounds. Now I'm 115 pounds. I wanted to lose weight healthily, so I did it in 2 years, but this came with a negative side effect. Continuously losing weight means having to buy new clothes all the time. I had to change my entire wardrobe every 3 months. That's, of course, very expensive. Thankfully, my dad really supported me during this process. Last month, we celebrated our 18th birthday. My grandmother made us laugh a lot. She hugged me after we blew out the candles. She suddenly stopped. "I couldn't reach all the way around you before. Now I can," she said. She said it so naturally that we all started laughing. Summer and I are getting along really well. I can feel that she still feels a little guilty. She's ashamed for the way she treated me. But we were both kids back then. Just like any other kid, we had the right to act foolishly. I ate like crazy and made my childhood miserable. She ran away from a child who made herself miserable. How could I expect her to love me when I hated myself? Lastly, those who have problems with their weight, don't wait until you get stuck in a turnstile. Like I said before, convince your mind and take the steps you need to lose weight. That's all.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.